Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing.
I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not getting no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
today on the show, Ross Tucker is going to join us. He's an Ivy League guy and also a former Buffalo Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got all that going for him. He is a radio.com NFL insider because I think we're allowed now to talk about the NFL. The more NFL, the merrier. Are you down on that?
Well, last week, I may or may not have been searching the internet for Denver Broncos begin training camp videos.
Right.
So.
And there's more. This week, a lot.
Oh, I know. It's,
right?
This is,
now we're.
I think the NFL sent out a tweet yesterday. I think this is the last week without some type of NFL football game. Until
really?
February, yes. Because
the Hall of Fame game is next week?
Dude, it is.
Is it during the week or is it on the weekend?
I think it's Thursday. Let me double check for you.
Wow. That's fantastic.
I know, right?
I don't think we can yet say we've made it. It doesn't feel like
we've
made it.
No, no, no. We haven't made it, but we're...
If you were, the shore is in sight, right?
Exactly.
We can see the other shore.
Exactly.
We can now see the other shore. So just keep rowing. Anyway, Ross Tucker is going to join us in the next segment, which will be a lot of fun. Fabulous video out of LSU over the weekend that we will talk about. It will give you the audio of the video, which is always... high quality radio.
We played a trailer at our show last week, so.
But pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff coming out of LSU. Chris Harrington will join us at 10 o'clock. We'll talk to him more about the NBA. The one story you've been waiting for is going to be my friend Scott Morris. He's going to join us in the second hour as well. It is, of course, golf week here in Memphis, Tennessee, as they wrapped up that the warm up to the FedEx St. Jude Invitational, the World Golf Championships FedEx St. Jude Invitational. They went the warm up to that over the weekend. The Irishman won.
Well, Jeff, what's bigger, the British, the United Kingdom,
yeah,
or the world?
The world.
Thank you.
The world is bigger.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
And it was fun. It wasn't you would not say it was a tense golf tournament, but it was, if you like watching Irish people, however, very happy.
Turns out they're good at celebrating.
Turns out whoever would have known.
Who would have guessed?
It was fun.
It was great fun.
No, it was great fun. That was fun, and he'll be here, right?
Indeed he will.
Idea. He's going to be here in Memphis.
There's paycheck for my boy.
further evidence that this is a big deal this week, and I've written a column about it at the Daily Memphian, which you can check out. My fundamental point is that Memphis, the column is Memphis deserves this week. And the guts of it are, it's the third longest running tournament on the PGA Tour. It's been 60 years. Whenever something has happened to threaten the tournament, there are moments in the life of a city when you can decide if something matters or not, if it's important to you or not. For example, in the tennis tournament, they decided, yeah, not that big a deal. We're going to let it go. Zip and Pippin, they decided, yeah, we're going to let it go. Not worth it. Like some
too people, soon, Jeff.
So some people might think that was a misguided decision, right? But then there are other times when people step up to save something and to say, no, this matters. And that has happened a lot in Memphis. Crosstown easily could have knocked that sucker down. Could have said, you know what, let's just knock this down. It's huge. What's anyone going to do with this big building? And Staley Keats bought it, and then they came up with this dream of creating this vertical, urban vertical village, which is a miraculous place now. But it's because someone decided this matters. Let's do this. This is important. Most of the good stuff that happens in Memphis doesn't just happen. It's because someone makes it happen. That's true of the Big River Crossing, which was this pedestrian bridge. I mean, it was a railroad bridge. Who would have ever thought, let's make this a cool pedestrian bridge, right?
Yes.
It's like, and it's true of whatever, the Green Line. It's true of Shelby Farms and a lot of the wonderful stuff. People have had to step up and say, this matters, this is important. And that is what has happened to me. And I'm not going to go into the Tiger stuff much now, but one of the things that I felt bad about was that I just want everybody associated with this tournament to have as big an event as possible because they deserve it. 9 years ago, this tournament was in deep peril. Stanford went belly up, and it was in the teeth of a horrible recession. And it could have easily have left, just like the tennis tournament left. And instead, FedEx stepped up, and Jack Salmon stepped up, and Phil Cannon stepped up, and other sponsors stepped up, and they kept it. And not only did they keep it, now they've turned it into a World Golf Championships event. And it's going to be fabulous. And if you haven't been out for a while, I urge you to go ahead and go. We also have it's going to be perfect weather, as we knew all along. Evidently, it's going to be perfect weather. But mostly, to me, it's a tribute to Memphis and to the people who made it happen. And so I'm happy for all of them, and it should be a fun, fun week. It did lead into the topic of the day, however, the thing I want to discuss, at the risk of blowing this up more than it had to be already. But Kyle Porter, who's going to be on with GP later today. Kyle Porter is a golf writer for CBS.
Indeed he is.
And he tweeted out over the weekend.
Also a podcaster for CBS.
Also a on the topic of golf and Oklahoma State. He's an Oklahoma State guy.
Yes, that's his separate venture, but yes.
He does an Oklahoma State thing. And he tweeted out the following. A picture of Portrush, right? Gorgeous, beautiful golf tournament with the ocean in the background.
Yeah, it was like their panorama, whatever.
Right,
like their
panorama. It was of the golf course, but then also the ocean and just the stunning view of the scene there in Ireland. With these words, imagine how jarring it's going to be to go to Memphis, Tennessee for a golf tournament next week. Memphis did not take this well.
Hold on. What? Not my town.
Imagine how jarring it's going to be to go to Memphis, Tennessee for a golf tournament next week. He got absolutely eviscerated by lots of people. Including me. I honestly thought it was an odd thing given that he works for CBS and CBS broadcasts this Memphis tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was weird for him to be crapping on it. But lots of people in lots of ways went after Kyle Porter. So the drama continued to unfold. He then tweeted, it seems like he went to sleep. Seems like he went to bed. And then all these tweets poured in telling him to suck eggs, whatever. And then then he tweeted the following. Please stop. I'm in favor of curing cancer. It was a reference to the golf course. Memphis is great. Yay, barbecue. Go Grizz. Penny forever. Simply pointing out the world of difference between Port Rush and Southwind. That was his apology, or whatever that was. That was his explanation.
Yeah,
that was his explanation. Our friend Gary Parrish then weighed in with, "Hey, he's a really good guy. He was a poorly worded tweet, and he's going to come on the show and explain it, and then we'll be friends." That's what he said. And others pointed out that he's a really good guy and whatever else. And the truth of the matter is, if you do a little bit of research on him,
he's been through some troubles.
He's been through some stuff. Like, yes, he's been through some stuff. That doesn't have anything to do with this, one way or another. Like, you know, and he doesn't need that to bring that up he lost a baby and has written about it. He's a deeply religious guy. By all accounts, he's a good guy. I have no reason to think he's not a good guy.
I'd say that's right.
And Gary said, Gary knows him and says he's a good guy.
Yes.
Okay. And then our friend Dan Wolkin came in and said, anyone with half a functioning brain cell understood he wasn't taking a shot at Memphis. And the fact that Memphians were sensitive about this tweet and were sensitive about Dan's tweet. Dan, when he had tweeted during the summer league that Ja Morant and
Nutritionist thing.
Junior, yeah, does Memphis have, that it proves that Memphis is too sensitive, grow up.
in fairness, Dan's taken up all the brain cells, so
it's hard for us to have brain cells when Dan uses them all. So I want to look at this objectively. The question is, and we may even do a poll, is Memphis too sensitive? Okay. But I want to look at this objectively.
All right.
Dan says that anyone with half a brain cell wouldn't have taken this as a shot at Memphis. Okay? Let me read you the original tweet again. Beautiful, beautiful golf course. Okay? Beautiful picture of a golf course. And the following words. Imagine how jarring it's going to be to go to Memphis, Tennessee for a golf tournament next week. There is no way in the world that you can read that as anything other than some kind of a slam at Memphis.
Yeah, because he didn't even...
explanation was that he was taking a shot at the course.
Correct.
He didn't say, imagine how jarring it's going to play Southwind next week.
Exactly.
He said, imagine how jarring it's going to be to go to Memphis, Tennessee for a golf tournament next week.
Yes.
How in the world... I understand people say we're sensitive. How in the world is that anything other than... I'll accept Gary's explanation. It was poorly worded, if that's what he wanted to say. But how is that? There's nothing. it can't be. You can not overreact to it. It's just Twitter. Who cares what one guy thinks? Whatever. But if you're looking at that objectively, is it a shot? Of course, it's a shot.
Yeah.
How, is it anything other than a shot?
No, I completely agree with you.
Okay. Good. We agree there. It absolutely was a shot.
No, because if he were taking a shot at the course, he would have said, could you imagine TPC
Southwind? Imagine how jarring it's going to be to go to Memphis, Tennessee for a golf tournament next week.
I agree with you.
Memphis, Tennessee. That's what he said. He didn't say go play at Southwind. He didn't say anything else. He said, and honestly, that's fine. So then he says this. Please stop. I'm in favor of curing cancer. It was a reference to the golf course. Memphis is great. Yay, barbecue. Go Grizz. Penny forever. Simply pointing out the difference between Port Rush and Southwind. Well, A, if he was, he didn't do it very effectively. And then B, and people have said this to me, that's a dismissive, sarcastic, yay, barbecue. Go Grizz. Some said I wasn't offended the first time around, but reading his second tweet, I was offended.
See, that's where I kind of... I understand everyone's like, oh, yeah, like he's just using buzzwords and, like, pandering, but, I mean...
No, he wasn't even pandering. He was pandering in a totally snarky way. Yay, barbecue. If he was pandering, he would have said, I love Memphis and St. Jude and barbecue and and everything else. It was simply taken. He was not even pandering. I would have accepted pandering. He wasn't pandering. He was sarcastically pandering. Penny forever. He was like, I understand what kind of pandering you want me to do, and here, I'll pretend to do it.
Yeah, that one, I don't know, that one didn't bother me. Like,
it bothered some people.
Because at least, like, he is showing some, awareness.
So.
Like, of
he said, please stop. He's not, there was no manner of apology here at all. It was, you people are idiots. That's what that second tweet was.
So you,
to me.
Okay, the non-apology apology.
It wasn't an apology.
Right.
He didn't have to apologize. I don't even need him to apologize.
Sure.
But it was. But if you're telling me it was an apology, it wasn't an apology.
All right.
It was
the
a stop being unreasonable,
yes.
You people,
exactly.
You idiots.
Condescending.
It was condescending.
Yeah.
It was condescending. Now, this leads me to the larger question. Is Memphis, Dan's point is Memphis is too sensitive.
Pot, meet this kettle. I don't care.
Like, yes. Is Memphis too sensitive? So here's what we're going to – let's be clear. This is just a tweet. No one cared particularly. It was fun on Twitter.
Yes.
No one is really outraged by Kyle Porter. If I met him, I'd shake his hand, say hello, seems like a nice guy. Like, it's just fun on Twitter, right? That's all it is. So is Memphis too sensitive? But then beyond that, so I'm not taking this too seriously, but I will be honest. I do not like people just – taking gratuitous shots at Memphis and crapping on Memphis. I don't. And I don't think that makes me too sensitive. I think that makes me sick of it. Gratuitous shots at Memphis, I therefore, yes. Am I sensitive to those shots about Memphis? Yes. Because it is something that happens that there's too much of. People just take gratuitous shots at Memphis. There he is over in Ireland, and he decides to take a shot at Memphis, Tennessee.
I think he's in Dallas.
Whatever he was. Was he in Dallas?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Just take
his
shots in Memphis, Tennessee. And the reason that you're sensitive to it is your
I don't even think it's so much that for you. I think it's you don't like what drives you insane is the easy shots at Memphis that are like cliche, like using Memphis as like a trope. Like you
well,
don't
I, it's
you,
like what I said, it's gratuitous. There's no need to there's no need to just it's fun and popular. It's why whenever anyone dumps on Cleveland, I raise my hand and say, yo.
Exactly. Whenever we use the Cleveland.
Whenever people. Yes. And that's fine. If you all have an objection to Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I got no problems with that. I got no problems with that substantive
objection. Yeah,
I'm not
happy about that still.
But the shot at Memphis, the shot at Cleveland, I think they're easy and cheap.
Agreed.
Right? Now, you could argue that I'm like that short bagel guy. Right, that I fly off the handle because.
By
people,
the way, he had a good end of the week.
Because people have been
well,
having,
after having
people
a
have been calling me short for so long as a Memphian that I therefore erupt. So anyway, so let's do the poll. The poll will be: is Memphis too sensitive?
Okay.
Okay. And the four will be, one will be of course we are. Okay. Two will be sure, with reason. Three will be every city is. How about that? Like, yes, we're sensitive, but so is any other city. If you did that, if you had tweeted
that. Ah, yes, see, I know you over. What am I?
If you had tweeted out that same thing about Pickett, Kansas City people would have come to have been outraged, right? That's the third. And fourth is some version of no or we don't bluff or just how about just GTFO?
And then you want me to put Rick Barnes?
No, just GTFO.
Okay, just GTFO. Okay.
So is Memphis too sensitive? One is, of course we are. Two is, sure, with reason. Three is, every city is. And four is, GTFO. What is going to win? What do you vote? I think the right answer is, sure, with reason.
GTFO.
Or GTFO.
Yeah, I'm going GTFO.
You think this is the right answer and is also going, is what's going to win?
So. I like the wording of course we are, but I don't think that's going to win.
It will win if people in Nashville get a hold of it.
Ah, that's a good point.
If non-Memphians get a hold of this, that number one is going to win.
That's a good point. In determining like the outcome of some of these polls, you do have to, you kind of have to forecast where is this poll going to go.
Right, exactly. So
I'll say GTFO.
You think GTFO is going to win? All right. Tell me when this poll is live, and we will tweet it out.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
What's it say?
Is Memphis too sensitive? Hashtag Jeff Calkins Show poll at Jeff Calkins. Of course we are. Sure, with reason. Every city is. GTFO.
People are so mad. Here we go. Howie, of course, our favorite jeweler.
Indeed.
Says his second suite was 100% pandering and snarky. Murray Goldberg, Memphis isn't sensitive or prideful. Simple as that. Scotty Oates, homie doesn't have the balls to say it to anyone in Memphis' face. Don't run your mouth if you don't have the stones to back it up. Outside of the internet. I have no idea if he's going to back it up one way or another. And there you go. Is Memphis too sensitive? So it's up. We will see what you have to say when we return with Ross Tucker. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double your relaxing massaging shampoo and our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. Instant Replay. It's the MVP on repeat. Download the Sport Clips app and check in online today.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
It's game time at Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for having a blast. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs bringing the action to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites, beers, and spirits are on the menu. And when it's time to play, test your skills with your friends in the Mid-South's first Top Golf swing suite. Sports fans, this Moneyline's for you. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Gear up for back to sport at Academy Sports and Outdoors during Tennessee's tax-free weekend, July 26th through July 28th. Plus, Friday and Saturday only, save $10 when you spend $50. You'll save $20 when you spend $100. And beginning Sunday, save 25% on select Nike apparel and footwear. The best brands at the best prices. So shop your nearest Academy store today or visit academy.com. Exclusions apply. See academy.com/tax-free and academy.com/details for more information.
Regions wants to know, what's a financial tip you'd give your younger self?
Good tattoos aren't cheap. Cheap tattoos aren't good.
There's no one way to manage your money. There's only your way. And Regions' award-winning service makes it easy to handle your money according to your own unique priorities. All with the kind of financial clarity your younger self could only dream of.
It's okay if she makes more money than you. Actually, it's pretty cool.
Because some things are bigger than banking. Switch for good at regions.com/biggerthanbanking. Regions, member FDIC.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
Paint pros know what you don't paint is just as important as what you do paint. So the Home Depot has bulk pricing on a full assortment of 3M painters, tapes, and paint essentials. Everything you need, every day. Like 3M hand masker film and Scotch painters tape. For the cleanest results on every paint job, 3M and the Home Depot have got you covered. With bulk price savings on 3M paint essentials. Every day, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
To the bright side of the road. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by RossTuckerRadio.com. Sports NFL insider and host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, also a proud Princeton graduate, a former Buffalo Bill, as a native of Buffalo myself, always thrilled to talk to Ross Tucker. Your favorite place to play NFL football? Yes? No?
Absolutely. There is no question. It's funny that you even asked that because you guys don't even want to know where I am right now. I am at the American Girl store in New York City in Midtown Manhattan with my wife and two daughters.
Oh, no.
Sitting on it, trying to find anywhere where I can sit as they spend an obnoxious amount of money on these stupid dolls.
Oh, no.
And so you guys, I've been planning this all morning. I'm so glad that I have a chance to actually talk to you guys now. But it's funny, I'm actually wearing a Bills T-shirt right now because it's supposed to be really hot. We went to a diner this morning, this Ellen Stardust diner, and the guy said, "Are you from Buffalo?" I said, "No, I just played there a few years." And he said, "He's from up there and loves it, and how much they love the Bills." And people are always surprised to hear it because I played for the Redskins, Cowboys, Patriots. But if you ask either me or my wife, we'll tell you the best experience was Buffalo. You know, I played the most and I made the most money, so I'm sure that helps. But it was mainly just us, like, hanging out together, right? Like, in Washington, guys kind of live everywhere. In New England, some guys live up in Boston. Some guys live down in Providence. Guys are kind of all over the place. Dallas, all the guys pretty much went, like, right to the strip club after practice. That was not really my jam. And so Buffalo was, like, the one place. And maybe it was just the culture, or maybe it was just the guys. But we would just go to a dive bar, you know, a couple of days after practice, and Bledsoe would pay for all our Labatt Blues, and I was happy.
Bledsoe was your quarterback? Was that you were there the year that he was acquired from the Pats? Had that first?
No, I was in Dallas then. So okay. I was 03, 04, 05. So 03, I started like the last five games. We had a disappointing year. 04, I started 13 games. That was the year with Malarkey. We started out 0-4. Then we went 9-2. We were 9-6 going into the last game at home against the Steelers, who were 14-1. And we ended up losing basically the Steelers' backups. We were beating the starters. They pulled the starters because they had the number one seed locked up. Their backups came in, and it was like Willie Parker. I remember I pulled and I hit this dude, number 92, and I felt like I broke my neck. I was like, "Who is that guy?" It's funny to look back. None of us had ever heard of James Harrison at that point.
Oh.
Yeah, he was just a backup outside linebacker for the Steelers. I just remember thinking, "Whoa, if I was 6'5", I'm 6'4½ now at most."
That's incredible. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Anytime anyone will say nice things about Buffalo, I consider Buffalo to be Memphis's sister city because people crap on both of them all the time, and I love them both. Anyway, before I get to
I got to ask you about this.
Yeah.
So why do people crap on Memphis all the time?
Same reason they do. It's easy. You know, it's a poorer city. It's got some challenges. It's got some crime. It's not a fast-growing, glittering, yuppie-dum, not to mention Nashville or anything. Like, that's what it is. It's sort of, it's easy to take shots at Memphis. They just, in the same way.
Easy to take shots because Nashville's so awesome and Nashville's getting all the hype. So it's easy just to say, you should live in Memphis or move to Memphis. I get it.
Memphis.
Well, look, I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania, so I get it.
Yeah. There's some racial overtones to it, too. Like, people are, make that too. So, but anyway, so be that as it may, while we're on the subjects that do not involve football, I was looking at your Twitter account today. Why you're anti-vanilla milkshakes, and you are, and you get angry because when you go to a hot dog stand, there are ketchup is in a pump, and you have to do mustard out of packets.
Okay, so a couple of things. These are really important topics that the people need to hear about. These are important.
Yes.
So vanilla milkshake. I have two daughters. The one daughter inexplicably always orders a vanilla milkshake and has about a third of it, which then makes it my duty as an American father to drink the rest of it.
Right.
And I usually love milkshakes. Right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like, I love milkshakes, chocolate milkshakes, cookies and cream milkshakes. Like, I freaking love milkshakes. But this, I've now had four in a row. And we were at Shake Shack here in New York, which is supposed to be a big deal yesterday. And I'm drinking the vanilla milkshake, and I'm realizing it stinks. I don't like it. It does not taste good. And I'm a big vanilla fan. Like, I like vanilla as a base. I like vanilla ice cream. But vanilla milkshake, it just doesn't work. It's not good. And I think people that order them are bad, and they should feel bad. You should not get vanilla milkshakes. More importantly, though, the secondhand status, second fiddle of mustard has to stop. I'm at Shake Shack, which is like there's like a line of 50 people. It's a little overrated, but whatever. The burgers are pretty good. It's burgers and dogs and fries, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, you should only ever put spicy deli mustard on a hot dog. Secondly, that's all I would ever put on a burger, too. And then even I put my fries in mustard. I love mustard, right? Mm. And I can't tell how many places I go where they have a pump for the ketchup, which is so convenient, those little cups. You pump exactly how much you want. And it's so nice to then dip whatever you want in the mustard or the ketchup. Well, I've been noticing a trend where every place has a ketchup pump and then mustard packets, which, number one, are a huge inconvenience and pain in the butt. Number two, you get, like, mustard all over three of your fingers on both of your hands. Number four, to really get a real amount, I think I skipped three, by the way, but number four, to really get a real amount of mustard, you have to open up like 12 packets. Like, I didn't come with my kids and family to New York City to spend half my day opening up mustard packets. Why can't we have a pump for the mustard, too? I don't understand why mustard's continually disrespected.
I think it's because of the fry factor. If it were just the condiment on the meat, then it wouldn't, then you could, it would be equal. But most people, they do the ketchup pump for the fries. That's why they do the fries with the little things.
I think you're probably right on that. Yeah. But the fact that they have mustard at all indicates they know
the people like
that
mustard.
It's a viable condiment. It's an important condiment. So why does it have to be getting, you know, secondhand status?
All right.
Why can't it also have a pump?
It should have a pump. Real quick, Tyreek Hill, what'd you think?
Surprised. I was definitely surprised. I think the NFL looked at it and said, you know what? We don't really have any evidence here. And with the threatening comments to his fiance, or with the fact that the child is still in child services, could we suspend him a game or two? Yeah, we could. But then it makes it look like we think he did something wrong and we're going lenient on him. We're going light on him. I actually think that they decided in the court of public opinion, they were better off going zero games than going one or two. If you go zero games, you can say, listen, we have no evidence that he actually did anything wrong. We're not going to suspend a guy. So you go zero. If you suspend him for a game or two, it's like, well, we think he did something wrong. It's a game or two. And then people would say that they're being lenient. Now they can't only argue they're being lenient. They just have to argue, well, I guess the NFL doesn't have any evidence that he did anything wrong.
Browns, everybody's hot pick this year. They do have a rookie coach. Does anything about that worry you, the rookie coach? And are you hot on the Browns?
Of course. No, of course it does. I mean, look, they're not going to run away with the division, right? I mean, it's going to be Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. My guess is they're all between like 8-8 and 10-6. They're maybe 7-9, 10. They're all in that range. which means it's going to come down to a play or two late in games, a call or two, a coaching decision or two. Do I think Freddie Kitchens makes a rookie mistake at some point? Yeah, I think he already did. I mean, when he was talking about Duke Johnson wanting to get traded because Duke Johnson's third-string running back and could go to Tampa and start, and he realizes that that would be better for his career, and Freddie Kitchens says, well, I want to win the lottery too, and he wants to be traded, so you can't get everything you want. I mean, you don't talk like that. I mean, he is one of your players. He's got a legitimate business concern, and you're going to do that? So that tells me that Kitchens is going to make some mistakes when the season comes around. And I do think Baker Mayfield is the guy. But let's see. Let's see in those fourth quarter of games against the Steelers who makes the play and who doesn't between he and Big Ben. I'll still put my money on Big Ben.
Big year for Marcus Mariota. Big year for Jameis Winston, drafted the same year. Which one of them in the situation do you believe in more?
I don't really believe that much in either one of them. I guess to me, if you're going into year five and you haven't shown that you're a top 20 quarterback in the NFL, I think the odds that you're able to do that are probably pretty small. So I'm not really high in either one of them. I guess I'll go with Mariota primarily because I really like Arthur Smith, their offensive coordinator, and I think he's going to do a bunch of things. Arthur was with me my last year in the NFL in 2007 with the Redskins. And I think he's going to do a bunch of things that Mariota really does well. And I think if Mariota stays healthy, he should have a pretty productive and efficient year. I just think Jameis is going to keep turning the ball over. He's going to put up some awesome numbers with Arians, but he's going to still – I wouldn't be surprised if he throws 20 picks.
Arthur, of course, is a son of Fred, who is a proud Memphian. You believe in Arthur Smith?
Absolutely. I cannot tell you how impressive he is. You know, when I first met him and was talking to him, all I knew was that he played offensive line at North Carolina. And then somehow somebody said, you know, that's Fred Smith's son. You would never know it by talking to him, ever. He's so unassuming. He's so humble. He's a terrific guy to talk to. And even more so than that, he has really worked his way up in pro football the hard way. I mean, he's been quality control. He's been the guy putting in 18, 20-hour days when Wisenhunt's getting fired and they're putting in new offenses and stuff. I mean, he has earned every bit of this. And I know everybody that's ever been around him has total respect for the fact that, you know, I'm sure he doesn't really need to work, right? I'm sure he's right. Got, you know, trust fund or whatever it is. You got to have respect for a guy that doesn't need to work and yet works 18 hours a day like Arthur does. Really, really bright guy. I hope he does well.
He's Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, and he's got to get back and look for dolls. Ross, you're awfully nice to join us. I appreciate it.
All right, see ya.
Thanks. Well, that is fun. He's really good, isn't he?
Yeah, and he brings up a tremendous point, like the shutting of Mustard in this country.
If you want to do first of all, we can talk about his football takes if you wish. What's interesting is he doesn't really believe in Mariota or Winston, and it is at what point do they become Ryan Tannehill, right? The guy that you just kept waiting for,
yeah.
And then you'd say, okay, we're done waiting. This is over. We're done waiting. With Mariota, you've had injury issues, and so there's the excuse there. And with Winston, because of the arm, you sort of keep wanting to give him another shot, right?
Yeah.
And the organization has struggled too. So, but what's interesting is at what point do they become Ryan Tannehill?
Yes. And I do kind of agree. Like, I think at a certain point when you're going into year five and the best you can say is there's been some games where you're like, yeah, you know, he's pretty good today. But he's never neither one of them have ever consistently shown the ability to be more than just kind of like a cut above game managers. I do think that's a legitimate concern.
The Freddie Kitchens thing, I don't know how much I worry about. I do think what he said about when he said about one of his own players, he wants to get traded. I want to win the lottery.
Right.
That's dismissive.
Yes.
And that can't go over well in the locker room.
No. And
it doesn't mean you're going to call a timeout at the wrong time, though.
No, like to me, it's just, it's inexperience. Like, the same thing with Kirby Smart at Georgia. Like, I do think with it being his first head coaching job, he makes mistakes that more experienced head coaches don't make, but you can live with it because he's got the talent at a level that they've never seen before. So you can live with it, and you can understand the fact that there's going to be some growing pains. But with Kitchens, it's almost like the Browns have almost been like, they're going all in right now. And so the question is, you know, does one or two mistakes cost
you? Right. Okay. Now let's get to the important stuff.
All right.
I think vanilla milkshakes are delicious. They're my favorite kind of milkshake. And the milkshake at Chick-fil-A,
yeah,
the vanilla milkshake at Chick-fil-A is unbelievably good. I don't like vanilla ice cream. It's funny. I didn't want to argue with him. He likes vanilla ice cream, but not a vanilla milkshake. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that at all. I think vanilla milkshakes are the best. A chocolate chip, like a whatever, Oreo,
cookies and cream.
Too much going on there. It's like at Jerry's when you get the snow cone supreme. You don't need to do that. Just get the snow cone. Be a purist here. I think a vanilla milkshake is the highest form of milkshake, although I understand chocolate milkshake lovers out there. Cookies and cream is way too over the top. Milkshake is enough. You don't need to decorate that sucker up.
Because at a certain point, what does it become, a McFlurry?
Yeah, it's silly. But I didn't agree with that. Now, the mustard thing, well, let's be honest. Packets are dumb, period.
Yes, it is amazing to me that, like,
ketchup packets. How many ketchup packets do you have to open to put proper amount of ketchup on your fries?
Well, what size fry are we on?
42 of them. Like, yeah, just a decent fry. You got to open about at least 19.
At the bare minimum, if you get a medium fry, at the bare minimum, you have to open 5 packets. At the bare minimum.
Yes. Packets are awful. I do agree, packets are the worst.
And considering how much, as we had Charles Fishman on, and the amount of ingenuity and the amount of innovation that we've had in this country, the fact that we haven't changed the ketchup packet, I guess Chick-fil-A kind of
did. They have not use the same thing as you do for the sauce? You know where the packet works? Mayonnaise packets work. I think because they're bigger. I know you hate mayonnaise, but they work better because they're bigger.
Yes, they are. There is more.
You don't. They're bigger, and you don't need as much mayonnaise. You don't just dunk each fry coating in the mayonnaise and whatever. So, but still, packets are an abomination. So, if he wants to say there should be a mustard pump as well as a ketchup pump, that's fine. Having said that, if you were going to have one pump and one packet, it's obviously the ketchup that gets the pump because the ketchup services the fries and the burger and the dog, and you need more ketchup. And whereas the most people don't put their fries in mustard. That's why there is a double standard between the mustard pump and the ketchup pump.
I agree. It's clearly a function
of... But there should be both.
Yes.
Disrespect to mustard.
Now, I think he brings up a better point,
though. I don't think mustard
gets
disrespect. People love mustard. People crap on ketchup. I've never heard anyone say a bad thing about mustard.
There's mustard
people have
haters.
Respect for mustard.
There's mustard haters out there. To act like as if there's not mustard haters is simply factually inaccurate. But the bigger problem that I have is, well, yellow mustard is fine if that's my only option. The deli mustard, as he points out, is the greatest form of mustard known to man.
The deli
like grainy mustard.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
It's got flavor.
It's got texture. It's delicious. Okay. Let me tell you, Cooper Systems. If you have not gone, this is the time to go because Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, buy any computer or computer bundle up to $1,500 and pay no sales tax. No sales tax if you take advantage of Tennessee's tax holiday this Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And to make deals even sweeter, they have slashed prices on everything in the store. You can get PCs and notebooks from $149 to $500 and no sales tax. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This includes Macs. Prices have been slashed on everything in the store. So hurry on into Cooper Systems Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and save a bundle. Chris Harrington will join us at 10 o'clock. We will update you on whether we may even later on in the show take calls on this topic of whether Memphis is too sensitive. But when we come back, some big news out of Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that when we return. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary and range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
Regions wants to know, what's a financial tip you'd give your younger self?
Negotiate your salary. You're worth every penny.
You're never too old to get the band back together.
1, 2, 3!
Taking a moment to realize how far you've come is the first step to moving life forward. That's why Regions has the tools and tech to help you focus less on banking and more on enjoying the moment. Instead of a one-size-fits-all solution, you've got options. We like to keep your banking convenient with digital tools, innovative ATMs, and customizable security features, all with the kind of financial clarity your younger self could only dream of.
Save your allowance. Growing up gets expensive.
Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Ready to make a financial choice your future self will thank you for? Switch for good. Regions has the people, tools, and tech to move you forward. Learn more at regions.com/biggerthanbanking. Regions, member FDIC.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy 2 HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
N72719. Restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
Car accident, dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Lines open this week. It's going to be beautiful out there. Chip Wiggins is the guy to call. 753-5822. 753-5822. If you want new blinds, shades, or shutters. A lot of people struggle with this. They either try to do it themselves, in which case they botch it up, or they have to pay $10 bazillion. And none of those things are true. if you call Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blind. 753-5822 will come out with his mobile showroom and show you all of the options, cordless blinds, motorized blinds, plantation shutters, those beautiful exterior shutters, all of that. You go ahead, he'll measure everything for you, price it out, and then if you want to proceed within 1 to 3 weeks, it can be done. The highest quality, the best prices, and the fastest service, I'm telling you, go to their Facebook page, Affordable Blinds and Shutters Facebook page. You can see everything they do. 753-5822 is the phone number, Affordable Blinds of Memphis. Chris Harrington's going to join us in the next segment. Then we will update the poll on whether Memphis is too sensitive and take your calls on this topic as well. But before we do any of that, well, let's get a brief poll update. Can we get a poll update? When I last looked, it was a very close race. Is Memphis too sensitive? What do we got right now?
So we have one option pulling away just slightly, but it's still fairly close for a hashtag Jeff Calkins Show poll. Is Memphis too sensitive? 33% say GTFO. 26% say, of course we are. Sure, with reason. Both tied at 26.
Oh, I see.
And 17% say every city is.
Okay, that's our current poll. All right. Over the weekend, LSU saw fit to release a video. Narrated video of their new locker room with sleeping pods for the players. Much like you see on a first-class airplane, basically every locker now comes with a...
That was my first thought, is it's like on an international flight. It looks like those sleeping, like the sleeping
section.
That you
section. Walk past,
yes.
Just feeling incredibly, deeply envious that
yes.
they're
the
going to be there
jealousy.
And you're going to be
you hate everyone.
Crammed into your seat. You can't get the full effect without the visuals, but you can get a little bit of this and hear it from the audio. Here is the video that they released.
This $28 million renovation was really based around the athletes. It's to function the way that an athlete needs to function and to cater to those guys. And it all kind of comes to a head right here in the locker room.
I think the locker room was a logical choice. We spent a lot of time here. Why, instead of having a sleeping room, which some people have, let's create their own pod. Let's create their own area that they can recover.
And so that was one of the key things is how do we take something as functional as a locker and implement a functional sleeping space for each of the dedicated players.
We really wanted something that operated similar to a first-class pod on a plane. So we went to our architects and said, hey, look, this is kind of our thought. Can you make this happen or not? And they really bit off on it and just said, let's try.
It's really an interesting process as we look at the original sketches and models from the concept and through the meetings and the collaboration of how this thing evolved and took shape.
So the lower portion of the locker has a lot of functions to it in that it can be in a seated position and then you open the drawer and it's in a lounge position. An iPad mount so that they can study film, power for charging. It has storage for not only their shoes that is ventilated. The upper portion of the locker is utilized as personal storage with charging capabilities, helmet storage, and also has the ability to plug in all the sensors and technology for the helmets now so that they can charge for each player, as well as by raising that upper portion, you create sight lines across the room.
So we began to evolve that and say, how can we really make this theirs, provide a space of rest that they could capture a quick nap before practice or post-practice or on the way to class?
We look at it as something that's probably going to be used daily.
The locker room's kind of one of the things that we think is the showpiece of this building. It took us a very long time, took the architects, the contractor that built the lockers a super long time to get it just perfect.
This locker room design will transform the way we think about these types of spaces for the entire industry of performance centers.
All right, so when you saw this video, what was your thought?
Well, it's just painfully obvious. That,
it's just for the players.
It's just all about the kids.
Players,
it's all about the student athlete.
They did it with the players. That's literally how it
begins. Student athlete.
They did it with the players in mind. Exactly right.
I will say,
what was your
I'm
thought?
Slightly surprised Ed Orgeron's that big on
sleeping.
Player napping. Like, he doesn't strike me as a big nap guy.
Yeah. No. The guy has caffeine constantly, right?
Yes.
We know that. So he's not a big
now,
nap guy.
He claims that he has cut back on the Red Bulls.
So when I saw it, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's ridiculous. I mean, that's the – isn't – you almost – here's the problem.
I did think it was less ostentatious, though, than the slide, the Clemson slide.
Right. The slide is worse, but at least this is, quote-unquote, functional.
Yes. Like this, you can make an argument that this does, that this is at least four players.
You almost, here's the problem. You almost, if you're LSU, which has really had struggles financing their public university, right?
Yes, they have.
You can say, I'm embarrassed to send out this video. We can't, you have to be tone deaf to send out this video. The problem is, and I think there is an element to that. How can you send out this video without it being people reacting like, my God, where are your priorities? That's disgusting, right?
Yeah.
The problem is the only reason to have this is so you can put out the video so you can recruit players.
Yeah, no, it's entirely a recruiting tactic.
It's entirely a recruiting tactic. That's all it is. It's we can show you your sleeping pod. It is a recruiting. So you can't hide it under a bushel because you're embarrassed of it, although you should be embarrassed of it, because you need to get it out there to impress.
Well, yeah, I don't see Alabama with sleeping pods yet. Now, that's probably coming tomorrow, but at this point,
they say we're the only one with sleeping pods. This is how we're going to distinguish ourselves with sleeping pods. And of course, the larger point is that, and Jay Billis immediately tweeted this out, everybody did, is that, yeah, they say they don't have money to pay the players. Well, the larger point is this. When you have this, because there were various people, LSU professors, saying, meanwhile, I haven't gotten a raise in wherever, right?
Yeah, I still use my vacuum from Walmart
to vacuum my own, do my own office, et cetera. And the answer is, of course, is that the football program brings in a lot more money than the biology program or whatever, right? They bring in the money. The real problem is,
or at least the humanities department.
Is the humanities department. Yes, certainly than the humanities.
Biology.
Department.
I don't know how the research is going. I don't know one way or the other.
The humanities department.
Yes.
So the problem is that when you have all this money pouring in, and you can't give it to the people who generate the money, they don't play stock dividends. It has to go somewhere. And so it creates this weird-ass universe. it's this weird-ass universe where you can't give the players money directly. You can't pay them to come to your school. So what you can do is pay them to get things that they don't really need till they'll be impressed so they choose to your school. So you spend all of this money on strength coaches who make $1 million, on pods that cost whatever, and because the money is pouring in. There's no question it is pouring in, and it has to go somewhere. And it, by rule, is not, quote-unquote, allowed to go to the players. And so instead we have these ridiculous, and it is ridiculous, first-class sleeping pods.
So
it just shows the insanity of the system, right?
So for the record, you are arguing that there is not a functional football need for the giant fountain in the middle of the Alabama practice facility?
Is that what there is in the practice facility?
That is your official stance?
Who has the waterfall?
That's Alabama.
Oh, that's the waterfall? Mm-hmm. Alabama has it? Yeah. It's just this money comes pouring in. It's got to go somewhere. And so this is where it goes. And that's it. That is what happens. And there we are. Is it ridiculous? Of course it's ridiculous.
Now, for the record,
totally preposterous.
Is it also really sweet?
Yes.
Do I believe
that we should have new sleeping pods here to enhance my
100%?
I nap. I have a sleeping pod. It's called a couch. I nap on my sleeping pod, and then I have a separate sleeping pod, which I use, that's called a bed. That is also a sleeping pod that I use. By the way, you can get your own sleeping pod. You can get your own sleeping pod and pay much less. And in fact, if I would have had LSU go to Sleepy Z's.
Right.
Sleepy Z's Mattress and Furniture, where you can get your own personal sleeping pod for 50 to 80% off retail store prices every single day of the week. They have sleeping pods from Serta Eye Comfort sleeping pods. They've got Simmons Beauty Rest sleeping pods. They've got adjustable bases. They have a showroom full of furniture. LSU could have done the whole thing by going to Sleepy Z. If they would have saved 50, 80% off, and if they had mentioned my name, Jeff Calkins, they would have saved an additional 10% off anything in the store. Best mattress store in Memphis, 2015, 16, 17, and 18. All kinds of financing available up to 48 months. Sleepy Z's, located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road, corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. Give him a call, 901-692-6200. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. It's Jeff Calkins' show, back with Chris Harrington next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenues with parking on Front Street. Stop by Happy Hour Tuesday through Friday, 5 to 6:30, featuring $2 off all wines by the glass and Memphis beers, plus cocktail specials. Enjoy our small bites like Oysters of Love, house-smoked salmon deviled eggs, and dollar raw oysters. We also offer one of the city's largest bourbon lists. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. A time for uncontainable elation everywhere you look. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on select 2019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.